Julius Caesar was born in Rome in the year 100 BC. As a boy, he was tall and slender, with a full round face, dark hair, and intense black eyes. Julius Caesar was named after his father. His mother's name was Aurelia, and his two older sisters were both named Julia. That was probably very confusing. His family lived in Subura, a poor neighborhood of crowded apartment buildings. Many former slaves and foreigners lived there. Caesar's family was not rich or powerful, but they were patricians. This meant they were Romans of noble blood. They traced their roots back hundreds of years. Caesar's family said they were descended directly from Venus, Roman goddess of love and beauty. No one in Caesar's family had done anything very important in many years. As his parents' only son, much was expected of young Caesar. His father taught him to fight with the Roman warrior's weapons of choice: a long spear, a short sword, and a shield. Caesar learned to swim in the Tiber River and to ride horses on the Field of Mars. He wasn't the biggest or strongest boy, but Caesar worked hard. He was such a good horseman, he could ride with his arms behind his back, without a saddle. At home, Caesar learned basic reading, writing, and math skills from his mother and a private tutor, a slave from Greece. Religion in ancient Rome. The Romans borrowed a lot from the culture of ancient Greece. They copied Greek architecture. Greek was one of the Republic's two official languages, and they worshipped Greek gods, after giving them Roman names. The most powerful Greek god, Zeus, became the Roman god, Jupiter. The Greek god of war, Ares, was renamed Mars. Poseidon, the Greek ruler of the seas, was Neptune to the Romans. A god or goddess existed for almost everything. There was even a god for mildew. Religion was part of everyday life in Rome. Almost everyone had a household shrine, a small cupboard with pictures and trinkets where they could pray and make offerings, often food or drink, to the gods. In temples, animals were sometimes sacrificed to please the gods. The Romans believed if they were good and generous to their gods, the gods would return the favor. When Caesar grew older, he learned Greek. He also read and wrote poetry, and perfected his skill at oratory, speaking before crowds. Being a good orator was extremely important for anyone who wanted to be a leader. If you could speak powerfully, people could be persuaded to vote for the causes you believed in. Education in ancient Rome. If boys did not have a private tutor, they went to school. Classes started before sunrise and might be held in the teacher's home or in the city streets and public squares. Not many girls went to school, and because school was not free, not all Roman boys went to school. Poor people could not afford it. At 10 or 12, most boys would learn a trade. Others, like Caesar, continued their education. When he was a young man, Caesar went to observe the Roman Senate debate, vote on laws, and go about the business of running the Republic. Years later, Caesar would give his own speeches to the Senate, but for now, he simply watched. The Roman Republic. In Caesar's time, the Roman Republic stretched from Spain to modern-day Turkey. Rome was its capital city. In Latin, the word republic means state of the people. 400 years before Caesar was born, the people of Rome overthrew a power-hungry king. They created a republic, which was made up of the popular assembly and the Senate, and led by two consuls. The two consuls were the most powerful men in Rome, but they could hold the office for only 1 year at a time, and they had to share power equally. With these limits, no individual man could be in total control. The Senate was full of very wealthy men. Senators were appointed to their positions by the consuls rather than elected. They created laws, advised the consuls, and chose men to fill government positions. The popular assembly was made up of all citizens of Rome. They met to create laws, declare war and peace, rule on public trials, and vote for consuls. The assembly could also strike down laws made by the Senate and reject their government appointments. Any citizen of the Roman Republic could vote in the assembly, but only men could be citizens, and the assembly only met in the city of Rome.